turn with me to Psalm 104 in your Bibles. I'll give you a minute to get them open to that. It's about right in the middle of your Bible. Jeannie's already there. You were well prepared. Amen. Because you knew I was going to share on this one, right? Yeah. Verse 1 and 2 from the King James says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain." And the Message translates it this way: "O my soul, bless God. God my God, how great you are, beautifully, gloriously robed, dressed up in sunshine, and all heaven stretched out for your tent." Then the psalm, now if you just put your finger on the psalm and go down, I'm going to tell you what it says. I'm going to kind of summarize it. It says, "He made the oceans. You ride the clouds like a chariot. You make your angels spirits. You make ministers of flaming fire. You laid the foundations of the earth. You made the mountains, and you fashioned the mountains underneath the sea. You make the thunder to crash, you make the sea roar, you made the rivers, you water the mountains and cause earthquakes. You make volcanoes. What you do makes the birds sing. You feed the animals, you feed the people with grain and oil. You control the moon and the sun and the seasons. You make darkness and light." Then the psalmist says, "Oh, how manifold are thy works. You made them all in wisdom. The earth is full because of you." And the Message says of that verse, "What a wildly wonderful world, God. You made it all with wisdom at your side." Who could that wisdom be?
Jesus.
Amen. "You made the earth overflow with your wonderful creations." Then he goes on, summing it up in verse 33 and 34. From King James, "I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." And the Message says, "Oh, let me sing to God all my life long, forever and ever and ever." Yeah. I added that. "Sing hymns to my God as long as I live. Oh, let my song please him. I'm so pleased to be singing to God." Amen. When it says, "My meditation of him shall be sweet," that word in Hebrew is actually meaning to be twisted together with him. It's not just my meditation of him. You sit and go, That's not it. That is not it. It's to actually interact with him so intimately that you feel like you're being braided together with him. I love that. That's what he wants in our relationship with him. He wants us to be so close to him that we can actually perceive that, yeah, he's there. He's right there. That puts a smile on our God's face. Let's stand and let's say these selected verses together. And we're going to do it from the Message this morning. Okay, take a deep breath. Okay. "O my soul, bless God. God, my God, how great you are. Beautifully, gloriously robed. Dressed up in sunshine. And all heaven stretched out for your tent. A wildly wonderful world, God. You made it all with wisdom at your side. Made earth overflow with your wonderful creations. Oh, let me sing to God all my life long. Sing hymns to my God as long as I live. Oh, let my song please him. I'm so pleased to be singing to God." I'm so pleased to be singing to this wonderful God, our Creator who loves us and wants an intimate relationship with us. And guess what? I'm going to do it forever and ever and ever and ever, and ever, because he is forever and
ever, ever, and ever, and ever. And ever. Great.